Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. We are broadcasting live from CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Whether you're tuning in from your kitchen table or on a long drive with the windows rolled down or just vibing through a slow work day, thank you all for spending your afternoon with me. My name is Jeff, and this is our cozy little show. So for today, we will be doing another music listening session. We'll be featuring some indigenous artists, and so please be excited for that. And I'll also be giving some nice summer romantic comedy movies for you guys to watch, because sometimes recommendations help out a lot. You know, finding movies independently is also very fun, but you know, considering my show being a rom-com central, I guess, or one of the central concepts, I think I have some great movies to recommend you all. It is almost the end of July, which is so bizarre, because I remember summer just, you know, starting, feeling like it's a couple days ago, and now we have one more month until a new school year begins, and I'm very excited, and I hope you all are as well. I think the summer courses are still going on, probably up until mid-August, and so I hope everyone can get through that, persevere, and work hard and finish it up, you know, finishing up strong, and hopefully you guys will be able to enjoy the last couple weeks of summer and come back to school. The weather has been really great lately. It's been very warm. There's been a lot of wind, you know, cooling you off as the heat is coming in. But overall, it's been very, very amazing. And it's been probably one of the most best weathers to go out, enjoy some outdoor activities, maybe go to the beach, go on a picnic. And so I hope everyone is enjoying this lovely weather that we're getting, and will, I hope, continue to get in the later weeks as well. All right, so before we get into the show, let's get through the station ID, some ads, PSAs, and some show promos, and we'll get right into today's episode. So here we go.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
Just a few words before I go to sleep. I feel like I'm gonna dream tonight. Big bad ones, you know? Kind you like.
There is a lot of music out there, but only some is strange enough for you. My name is B, and on SlimeWire, I do the work for you, picking out freaky tunes to rule your nighttime world. So check it out every Wednesday at 10 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Are you ready to transform your music career? Sam Chimes, international performer with over 1,000 shows across four continents, presents Chimes Academy's Sonic Elevation Program.
Learn live looping, music productions, DJing, and stage work in our exclusive 8-week intensive. Only 16 spots available.
Our next intake starts June 7th. Top students shadow Sam at real DJ gigs, supported by Creative BC.
Ready to elevate your sound? Visit samchimes.com/academy and book your free consultation today.
Chimes Academy. Create and perform music holistically.
Are you looking to decolonize your self-care routine? Take a trip down to Sisters Sage for a variety of handmade soaps, bath fizzies, smudge sprays, and salves infused with traditional plant medicines. Sister Sage is an award-winning local indigenous business run by Tsimshian and entrepreneur, activist, and community builder Lynn Marie Angus and her dog TJ. Passionate about crafting wellness products that are respectful of the land we live on, Sister Sage is committed to a heart-centered approach to self-care as well as our collective healing. Located on 1312 Kingsway, you can drop by from Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See you there.
Starting university is exciting. New friends, new opportunities, but it can also be difficult to navigate. Deadlines, assignments, and adjusting to a new routine can pile up. Don't wait until stress takes its toll. Get a head start on taking care of your mental health. To get started, go to Google and search for Well-Being Training and Education UBC Student Services and click on the website. Once you're there, select Mental Health, the Basics. Then click on the Mental Health Literacy Canvas course, log in using your campus-wide login, and enroll. Simple as that. This self-paced course covers well-being, stress, and coping strategies, giving you the tools to confidently navigate mental health challenges. You can also further explore your options by going to the website students.ubc.ca/health. Follow our Instagram at UBC Wellness Center to receive continuous updates as well. Stay curious, stay connected, and remember, you're never alone on this journey. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. We are broadcasting live from CITR 101.9 FM, and it's a very warm Tuesday here in Vancouver. And I don't know about you, but there's something about this particular kind of sunlight. Oh, I know what it is. It makes me want to talk about romance. So we won't be getting into too much depth of the idea and the concept of romance, but what I will do is I'll give you some recommendations to watching some rom-com movies, because I do enjoy a good rom-com. So the first one I'd like to tell you guys is called The Last Summer. It came out in 2019, which is about a group of recent high school graduates navigating love, heartbreak, and self-discovery during their final summer before college. I think this is so interesting because there's so many movies where they set the timeline to being the last summer before they go to college or university. And I think this is a very interesting plot to drive from because, you know, you kind of, I feel like high school graduation feels probably the first step of feeling like an adult. Like you're really going out into the world and, you know, getting that feeling of becoming independent and being an adult. You know, despite, you know, whether you're still living with your parents or there's not much that's going to be changing with your lifestyle, but something about high school graduation, it really just gives you this feeling of entering into adulthood. And so, yeah, this is a very interesting rom-com that I'd recommend. There's a lot of comedy in here. There's a lot of complex relationship dilemmas and conflicts that go on within this film that's not too heavy to really navigate yourself through it, but it is enough to really, you know, get you feeling that tension and also that excitement throughout the movie as well. And so, yeah, that's one movie. The next one I'd want to recommend, the word summer is in this title, but it's called 500 Days of Summer, where Tom, who is the protagonist, is a hopeless romantic who reflects on his failed relationship with the charming and unpredictable summer. So I don't know if I did a movie review on 500 Days of Summer, but there are a lot of mixed views with this film, you know, particularly being whether Summer led him on, whether Tom wasn't listening to Summer clearly on her intentions. There's a lot of, you know, beliefs on who was right and who was wrong. But, you know, when I was watching this film, I wasn't really paying too much attention on who was in the right and who was in the wrong. It was just kind of beautiful to see how in the moments where Tom and Summer were kind of sharing affection and love with each other, because I think that was genuine. I think, you know, it's just the avenue in which Tom was thinking that this relationship was going to take wasn't quite, you know, the road that Summer was expecting. And so, you know, in that way, there's a lot of complications, but I think the experiences that they share together is beautiful. And I think it really encapsulates the love and affection and romance the movie entails. And so I think this is a great film as well. It came out in 2009, and so it has been around 15, 16 years ago, but I feel like the 2000s rom-coms are just such a great era of rom-coms. You know, although they're making some phenomenal ones these days as well, you know, the 2000s really are just something. All right, the last one I'd love to recommend is Letters to Juliet. So on a vacation in Verona, a young woman finds an old love letter and sets out to help the sender reconnect with a lost love while finding her own. And so I did definitely mention this plot of love and finding love not being the central topic or the central drive with, you know, that the protagonist comes into the film with or is introduced. And then throughout the journey, you know, an external motivation, an external mission, I guess, they end up finding the love of their life and happily ever after. And I think that's very interesting because I guess that really emphasizes on how unpredictable love can be and how it can come and go, you know, throughout your life without you even expecting it. And I think that's kind of the beauty, but also the frustrating parts of love where you don't know when it's going to happen, but when it does, it really does make it worth it. All right, so let's get into the music listening portion of today's show. Today I'll be turning on some songs from Indigenous artists Haley Wallace and Sebastian Gaskin. They're really, really phenomenal artists that I've been listening to for a while now. One, Haley Wallace's album that I'll be turning on today came out in 2023, and so it's been a couple of years. But Sebastian Gaskin album came out this year. And so that's going to be a very interesting listen. So I hope you guys enjoy. We'll start off with Haley Wallace, the album Hululu, starting off with the song Coffee Cup. And so I hope you guys enjoy, and I'll see you guys in a couple minutes. Recognize his face, why can't I get up to remove the coffee cup that's been sitting up on my dresser every single day and night? When the sun comes up, that's my chance, I'll do it right. I'll get up, make my bed, and try again. They say I owe it to myself that I need to get some help, but these waters are too dark, I don't even know where to start. I know it's been a dark road, but please take my hand. Whoa, you owe it to yourself to see. Different day, that's just the way it goes. I wear a smile on my face so that nobody knows that I'm falling apart on the inside. Can't sleep at night, fell asleep with my makeup on my face again. Wipe it off, go to work today, I came to win. My dignity and my self-respect, I wanna know what's next. They say I owe it to myself that I need to get some help, but these waters are too dark, I don't even know where to
start. I know it's been a long road, but please take my hand. Whoa, you owe it to yourself to see the light ahead. So let's take that drink, put it in the kitchen sink, wipe the makeup off your face, girl, it's gonna be okay.
That was Coffee Cup by Haley Wallace. This is the album Hululu, and the next song I have prepared is called Not That Serious. So here we go.
Sun rises and falls each day. Kissing the ocean waves. Sea tides not waiting for me. Problems, they wash away. So we are praying that deadlines are delayed. Storm showers. So we are praying that deadlines are delayed. Having fun is a game plan, cause life ain't a serious. Drink your coffee in the afternoon, forget your excess old news. Coffee in the afternoon.
That was Not That Serious. The next song I have for you guys is called Ride the Waves. Riding the Waves, that's actually a very good title for the summer. But here we go.
See, not I don't want any drama, don't have but $3 for trust and creator. I pray to the higher. I'm gonna go and ride the wave, feeling down but I don't wanna hide away. Either way, this music is my escape. I go with the flow of my soul and I find a way, and I see the hope on horizons. I want the love, I'm done with the fighting. It's okay, I don't fit in with the mainstream, cause being amazing, it's an everyday thing. Been through storms and the rain and the thunder, never gave up, never sunk, though I wondered. I'll just keep riding highs and lows, wave bye to the negativity like adios.
Don't know how long to
I don't really know.
That was Ride the Waves. The next song I have for you guys is called Hululu, which is actually the name of the album itself. So here we go. I hope you guys enjoy the listen, and I'll see you guys in a couple minutes.
Oh. call me butterfly, shining like the sun is mine. Been trying to see the truth, but they say their love is blind. Waiting to find you, but all I do is run and hide. But when I think of you, I finally become alive. A lot of pain in the things I've said, but you never really care, so I sing instead. But in time, we find these are the gifts you get. When the caterpillar rises, the wings will spread. Now I'm free to be a queen and explore my truth. The more I love, the more I do. Bored I was, ignore my views. A new self is born, transformed and grew. The shores I knew was a hidden passage. Young and free, I was different back then. Here in the future, I'm living and laughing. I'm ready to fly, I know my spirit is magic.
Are you a mystery? Forever unknown. Just wanna live free. Just wanna come home. Hoping you give me something to touch on.
That was Lulu. The next song I have for you guys is called Think of You. So here we go.
I saw you at your stop today. I looked at you, you looked away. I couldn't speak but tried to wave. But worlds apart, I wish you stayed. You stayed. Have we changed? Why do I feel like it's a lesson? I have so many, many questions. Think of me before you sleep at night. In my brain could be real if you had stayed. If you had stayed, but I'm afraid. I hate the way that we have left this. I have so many, many questions. I could. Do you think of me before you sleep at night? Do you think?
That was Think of You. The last song I have for you guys today is called Feel Too Much, which will be the last song of the album Hallulu. So here we go. That was Feel Too Much, and that was the end of the album Hallulu from Hayley Wallace. The next album I'll be going into is called Love Child, which came out this year from the indigenous artist called Sebastian Gaskin. We'll start off with the song Safe. I hope you guys enjoy, and here we go.
Close the door, 'cause we both ain't leaving till we restore the things that we broke when we lost control. Say all our sorrows to the moon. Ooh, oh. Take a breath, 'cause these things will happen when you got the best. My arms will be open when you come to bed. I'll be right here holding you close. Make me feel safe. You carry the pain. We went in a place where love ain't the same. Oh, 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 oh.
That was Safe. The next song I have is called Shadows. Here we go.
My head, I prayed for better things instead. just carry on with the show. Don't you know I'm a father coming home? Breathing in, hope it helps, even though I know I won't. And they say these things take time. I don't need the storm and the rain on my face. I don't want to fade away. Burn me out till I'm gray. I'm a product of the pain and the shadow. Just carry on with the show, don't you know I'm a fallen domino. Breathing in, hope it helps, even though I know I won't. And they say these things take time. I don't need the storm and the rain on my face. I don't wanna fade away. Burn me out till I'm gray. I'm a product of the pain and the shadow.
That was Shadows. The last song I have for you guys today is called Show Yourself, so I hope you guys enjoy this song.
When a heart breaks in two and there's no one to heal it. When a love begins fading and both of you feel it. What do you do? What do you do? Spineball.
That was Show Yourself. We've been listening to the album Love Child by Sebastian Gaskin, and I hope you guys enjoyed all those songs. That is all I have for you guys today for today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed the listen. It is still very sunny out, so I hope you guys go outside and enjoy the nice weather. I'll see you guys next week with another great episode. Please be safe and have a wonderful rest of your guys' afternoon. Bye-bye, everyone.